ESPN 97.7 WREF, Sebring, Henderson, and Evansville. ESPN 97.7 The Ref.
WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio presents the Screaming Eagle Report, a one-hour live radio show devoted exclusively to the University of Southern Indiana Screaming Eagle Athletic Department. This program is brought to you by Fisher Total Maintenance, by Art Construction, NFP Insurance and Consulting, Randall Hoff, Edward Jones Financial Consultant. The Screaming Eagle Report is also presented to you by the Diamond Galleria, by Crown Packaging, and by St. Philip's Inn. Now live from St. Philip's Inn and the Screaming Eagle Report, here is the host of the show, Gene Worrell.
Good afternoon, folks, and welcome to the Screaming Eagle Show, folks. We're out at St. Philip Inn right here on the Ref, 97.7 FM ESPN Radio, volume number 2, show number 5. And I got a brand new speaker system set up here, and Mr. Sitzman here, Steve, the owner. And I tell you what, there's only one class that you're in. That's first.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah, I'm trying to get there for sure.
Yeah, and can you hear this over there? Okay, we got a bunch of fans here, and whatever. We're not gonna go. All right. But we're at St. Philip's Inn. This is the second year for the show, show number 5. And just a little programming note, folks. Next Thursday, we're not going to have a Canvas show next Wednesday because USI, with all the rescheduling, we have the men's basketball game. So I'm going to have I'll be at the Screaming Eagles Arena for that one when USI takes on Quincy. So what we're going to do, and I've got the blessing from Steve here, is we're going to move the show to Thursday at 6 o'clock here on the Ref. But appreciate you joining in. And I want to give a shout-out to the administration at USI on the athletic side. I mean, I talked to John Mark the year before, and told him about my plans for the Screaming Eagle Show and what I wanted to do and the excitement and so forth. Thought it was needed to keep up with what was going on out there on the USI athletic part, not only just for the main sports, but all the sports. And we're going to have Chris Crawford on tonight, USI tennis coach. He's in his 12th year. And then Spencer Blanford, he's a USI tennis player, and he is a senior from Louisville. But I want to thank all the folks out there on the USI athletic side. They've gave the blessing. And we try to do the, I spent a lot of time on this. And Steve Sitzman, I mean, I gave him a copy of the show tonight. How many pages is it?
I don't know. We ran out of paper.
He ran out of paper. but we've got a lot to talk about. And I don't know, man. Next year might be an hour and a half.
I think you should go for it. An hour and a half is just about right.
Yeah, I mean, we can go 6 to 10.
Let's do it.
This might be a nationally nationally syndicated show.
It might be by that time.
Well, listen, Steve Sitzman here, gracious host here. He's going to be hosting all the shows here through April. Through April, January through April, folks.
That's awesome.
And a big shout to other sponsors, Arc Construction, the Diamond Galleria, Crown Packaging, Fisher Total Maintenance, NFP Insurance and Consulting, and Randy Hoff with Raymond James Financial. All fantastic people. And here's how I do this, Steve. When I go out I start a new show. If I have an idea, I'm committed to it, just like you are of owning a business and so forth. But I want to get good people on, people I know, people I've done business with. And you know what? That's an easy sell.
That's right.
When you're talking about them, it's like, you already know what they do.
Yeah, you believe in them.
Right, exactly. And, brother, I believe in what you're doing here. And, we were talking about what's going on here, and that load of baked potato.
Oh, yeah?
On Tuesday nights.
Yeah, Tuesday nights all through February, we've got that load of baked potato. If you haven't liked us yet,
so last night was the first night.
That's right. And It went over so well, we actually had to make a trip, and that's early in the week to make a trip back to the store to get more.
On Tuesday. It's not in the weekend, man. Come on.
Yeah, so that went over really, really well. We've had really good response. We've got people coming back. It's only a special on Tuesday, but people liked it so much they're coming back on Wednesday for the same thing.
So you can order tonight.
Yeah, you can order it any night of the week, but on Tuesdays, you get a loaded baked potato.
$7.99.
For $7.99.
Yeah, and with the side, like a side salad.
Yeah, side salad, yeah.
And I tell you what, folks, he showed me a picture of it. And I don't know. I don't know what kind of plate that was. But it was huge.
Yeah. I guarantee you, you will walk out of here full.
So that's the loaded baked potato on Tuesday. Now on Wednesdays, this is fried chicken night, and talk about that and how much that is and what you get with that.
Yeah, again, $7.99 for dark meat, $8.99 for mixing, and white meat. You get two sides. You get a roll with it, all for $7.99.
Yeah.
$7.99 or $8.99.
Green beans, mashed potatoes, gravy.
Yeah.
I mean, corn.
Corn, yep.
Coleslaw?
Baked beans, coleslaw.
You pick German the two potatoes. Sides.
Yep, you pick the two sides. German potatoes, German fries. Try our German fries.
So you'll fry them up?
Oh, yeah. They're all fresh. German fries. Yes, sir.
Oh, there you go. On the flat grill back here.
On the flat grill.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Man. You don't put any onions in them, do you?
We do. Yeah, we sure do. Unless you don't want them.
Right. So that's tonight is the fried chicken dinner. So tell us what's going on the rest of the week as far as your specials.
Yeah, Thursday we got that beef Manhattan, or open-faced beef all day long, $7.99 for that as well. That comes with a side. Then Friday we have that two pieces of huge catfish, 7 to 9 ounce catfish. That's fried. You get two sides with that with cornbread.
Man.
Yeah, and these are big catfish fillets.
So here's generally what happens is I've had that is you'll come here and it's like I can't eat all this. I'm basically going to split it with my wife.
You just ask for the box as soon as you.
Exactly. But if you're here with your wife or a friend or whatever. Man, you could split that up, and you're not going to walk out like, oh, I can't walk, or I got to go to sleep, or whatever.
That's probably the smart way to
say it. It's just the right amount.
Yes, sir.
And we were talking about it with a couple other things. We're talking with Steve Sitzman here at St. Philip Inn, the host of the U.S. Ice Cream and Eagle Show. And I noticed you had some TVs up here. And so, I know I'm kind of getting the cart ahead of the horse here a little bit, but March Madness is right around the corner.
It is not too early to start talking about March. So March Madness last year, we were looking forward to it so much that we decided we were going to put some TVs up so all our fans can come in here and enjoy the entire tournament.
Right.
And, I was in here getting this place just perfect. I was in here at 2 a.m., and then the next day, due to COVID.
They pulled the plug.
COVID got us again. Right. COVID got us again. 2 a.m. I was up here, and then the next day they canceled the tournament. Couldn't believe it.
That's not going to happen this year.
No.
Come heck or high water, right? It ain't going to happen.
Yeah, we'll have some sort of video game.
It'll be a little bit different as far as when the games are, but as we move along with Stream and Eagle Show, we'll certainly be telling you what's going on with that here at St. Philip Inn. 985-5558, 812 in front of that, 985-5558. Pretty easy number two to remember. And I'll tell you a quick story. My wife said she was wanting to call members of St. Philip Church. Mm-hmm. So she said, I need to call them or something. What's that number? And I just said, 985-5558. So she calls and they go, St. Philip's Inn, can I help you? So she said, hey, come on, man. So I'm sorry. Yeah. That's a true story.
Yeah, they kind of sold you out there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's funny.
But I don't know if that's good or bad. Right? But Steve Sitzman's here. And, also Valentine's Day's coming up, man.
That's
we've got to kind of talk about that a little bit, too, real quick.
Yeah. So, not the day before Valentine's, on that Saturday, we're going to have it's not by reservation, but you can certainly make a reservation if you like, but you don't have to. Come on in here, and we're going to have a special dinner for two people, and we're going to make it real nice for you. If you're not a fan of ours on Facebook, go ahead and like that page, and we'll keep you updated on what exactly all is going to be involved and included in that meal.
So. And you're updating that every day?
Every day.
Right.
Yeah.
So yep. Facebook with St. Bill Penn here. All right, folks. Corey, let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back and talk about some other stuff that's going on at USI this week. Basketball, by the numbers, varsity club, all the good stuff that we have every week. This is the Screaming Eagles Show. We're live from St. Philip Inn right here on The Ref. Volume number 2, show number 5. Thanks for joining in.
It's been said the night is always darkest just before the dawn. Maybe you can relate right now. But make no mistake about it, a new day is dawning. Opportunity and promise are on the horizon for all of us. And just like in high school sports, we'll trust honesty, empathy, hard work, and humility to bring out the best in us and show us the way. The IHSAA will look for you at a high school game or meet very soon.
Hi, I'm Bert, owner of the Diamond Galleria, where we are proud to offer the best selection, warranty, and pricing in the tri-state. And if you haven't heard, the Diamond Galleria is now the home of 5 years interest-free financing. If you've been eyeing any of our Tacori, Viraggio, Gabriel, Hearts on Fire, or even custom-created rings, at the Diamond Galleria, we have the ring of your dreams. Free interest for 5 years. The Diamond Galleria, where your dollar goes further.
Randall Hoff is a financial advisor and certified financial planner professional with Raymond James in Evansville. As a financial advisor and certified financial planner professional, Randall works with clients helping them develop answers to their retirement questions, such as when can I retire, how do I pay for health care costs upon retirement, how do I plan for Social Security, and what are appropriate estate planning strategies. Get your retirement questions answered by calling Randall Hoff at Raymond James, 812-471-2305, RaymondJames.com/Randall Hoff. Raymond James & Associates, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC, LifeWell Plan.
For more than 100 years, customers have been enjoying the fine food and atmosphere that is St. Philip's Inn, located at 11200 Upper Mount Vernon Road in Evansville. The St. Philip's Inn is famous for their fish and chicken dinners as well as their tenderloins. St. Philip's Inn also features a full sandwich and salad menu and delicious pizza with all your favorite ingredients, all served inside a friendly atmosphere. For lunch or dinner or just relaxing with friends, make it St. Philip's Inn, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Call 812-985-5558.
ARC Construction is a proud supporter of USI Sports. ARC Construction is a general contractor serving clients throughout Kentucky, Illinois, and Indiana since 1969. ARC takes pride in quality, and they want to turn your vision into a reality. Call ARC Construction for all your general construction needs at 812-426-0481. That's 812-426-0481. ARC Construction, a proud supporter of USI Sports, celebrating 50 years in business in the Kentucky, Illinois, and Indiana markets.
Hey, folks, this is Gene Wuerl with The Ref. I'm sitting here with Greg Clawside with Crown Packaging. Greg, what can you do to help the folks here doing this virus?
Anything. Anything you need. All you got to do is call us, and we can do anything. We have hand sanitizer. We have COVID-19 problem issues with, I mean, any kind of hand sanitizer, masks, N95 masks. We can do whatever you want.
All right, give them a shout-out, 812-457-3030, 812-457-3030. That's Greg at Crown Packaging.
This should be over here. Welcome back to the USI Screaming Eagle Show, folks. We're live from St. Philip Inn right here on The Ref. Glad to have you. Another great show tonight, folks. And we're going to check in with Chris Crawford. He is the USI tennis coach entering his 12th year. He's going to give us a shout-out here in about 5 minutes. Then Spencer Blanford, he's going to give us a call. He is a senior from Louisville, Kentucky. All right, thank our sponsors again, ARC Construction, The Diamond Galleria, Crown Packaging, Fisher Total Maintenance, NFP Insurance and Consulting, Randy Hoff, Raymond James Financial, GoUSIEagles.com. This is for all of your athletic information, GoUSIEagles.com. If there's a game for some reason,
or a tennis match, whatever it is that's been postponed. Ray Simmons, our great sports information director, he's going to have all the updated information for you there. So, again, go USIEagles.com. So let's look at USI this week. All right, so Thursday, tomorrow, women's basketball, they're going to be at William Jewell at 6:30, and that's going to be on the GLVC Sports Network. So, folks, if you want to catch it on the Internet, you can go to glvcsn.com, and I would bookmark that. Bookmark glvcsn.com. All right, so that's going to be tomorrow night. Friday, men's basketball at William Jewell at 6 o'clock, and that's going to be on the GLVC Sports Network. Plus, Danny Gursky is going to have that on listentotheref.com. It's not actually going to be on the ref here, 97.7. We're going to be covering the girls' sectional, but listentotheref.com. A boys' basketball game, but listentotheref.com. On Saturday, women's volleyball, they're going to take on Illinois Springfield at Screaming Eagles Arena. That's at 3 o'clock. The volleyball team at Screaming Eagles Arena, and that's going to be on the GLVC network. And then USI women's and men's basketball at Rockhurst. We're going to have that here on the ref. And then men's and women's tennis, they're going to be playing Cedarville. This is Saturday, and that's going to be here in Evansville at the Evansville Tennis Center, approximately around 3:30. Then on Sunday, we're going to have women's men's tennis, and they're going to take on Northwood University sometime in the morning on that Sunday. Then next Wednesday, again, USI is going to be taking on Quincy out at Screaming Eagles Arena, and we'll have that for you right here on the ref at 5 o'clock. All right, so by the numbers, 10 days until USI women's softball opens up, and this is going to be a tournament over at Legends Field in Owensboro. 10 days. I mean, it's right around the corner. And Sue Kunkel, of course, she's got a national championship under her belt. They're going to start their season over in Owensboro at the Legends Field over at the complex over there, great little complex over there in Owensboro, not too far from us here. They can drive over, drive back, but they're going to be starting in 10 days. 23 days until USI, the men's baseball team, opens up in a series against Lake Erie at USI, and we're formalizing all the games we're going to have here on the ref. I'll have them, all of them this year. We'll tell you what's going to happen there, but that's in 23 days. It's a three-game series, and Archuleta and the gang out there USI's baseball field, that's in 23 days. 25 days until USI men's and women's soccer opens up against UND at Strauss-Wake Field. So that's the men's and women's soccer, 25 days over there at Strauss-Wake Field. And then 45 days, Grant Saylor and the gang, the men's golf, they're going to open up in the Saginaw Valley State Invitational, and that will be down in Lexington. So 45 days until the men's golf tournament, or they start their first tournament down there at Saginaw Valley State in Lexington. Hey, so you go to USIEagles.com for all your athletic information. So when you go into that website, there'll be a bunch of tabs up there. You can tab over to the right, and you can hit up the, you can see USI Varsity Club. So what's happening this year, with a lot of varsity clubs throughout the country, is that not a whole lot going on. So hit them up, folks. If you want to make a donation to them, I know they'd certainly appreciate it, and they do a great job, and it's just a hiccup. The varsity club has been around since the early 70s, and it's fantastic club. I know I'm a part of it, and they do great stuff all year long, but USI Varsity Club, hit them up. So let's go to the St. Philip Inn hotline, and we're going to go to Chris Crawford, and Chris is the USI men's tennis coach, and buddy, you're entering your 12th year, so you're no stranger to getting your season started, but just this year, a little bit different circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a little wild, obviously, with COVID and you know, trying to keep everybody safe and still practicing and playing matches and traveling. And but we've done a good job. The guys have done really good at doing what they need to do to be safe. And so it started off good so far.
Well, you came here, and actually you're a graduate. Did you play at USI?
Yeah, I played for John Mark Hall at USI.
Wow. Oh, okay. So what you're telling me, Chris, is you're really telling me how old John Mark is, right?
No, I mean he's not too much older than we are, but we had one of the best times of my life, man. Met some great friends, and you know, we won four conference championships under John Mark, so it was awesome.
Isn't it, we're talking with Chris Crawford, the tennis coach at USI. Isn't it pretty cool to be part of how USI has grown? I mean, like you just said, you played for John Mark, and he is the athletic director, has done a fantastic job out there for a ton of years. But, man, you played tennis for him, and now he's basically your boss again. He was your coach, and now he's the AD, but certainly it's got to be a lot of fun for you to be part of that USI athletic family.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's something it never leaves you, you know. You know, playing for John Mark and being at the school back in the late 90s and now seeing what it's turned into today, it's kind of amazing. And, you know, we have our alumni usually every year. Guys come back and just can't believe how big the campus has gotten, and that's just a credit to everybody who's worked hard and made this school what it is.
Well, I'm kind of looking at your resume here, Chris, and actually you're from Jeffersonville, and you were a member of USI squads that won four straight GLVC championships, 99 to 2002, and you guys made three NCAA Division II tournament appearances. So that's, like you said, that had to be some fun years there.
Yeah, I mean, we really did. We lost one conference match in 4 years, I think, and we won four conference championships. And it's just basically, you know, to say it the best way is that we never wanted to lose for John Mark, and I think that was a testament how much we respected him and what he did for us. And, you know, like I still talk to my teammates, you know, today. So we're all good friends, and you know, that's what USI built for us. It was a lifelong friendship. So being at USI is one of the most important things in my life.
Well, you came in here in 2009 in the 10 season, and you were 20-5, 5-0 in the GLVC, second in the GLVC, and you know, looking at your career record going in to this year, I mean, you've rang up about an 80% winning percentage in the GLVC, so you've had a lot of really good success, not only in that, but your overall record is 165-83, so you've had a lot of success there, and we got to be pretty happy with what you're building there, or keep building.
Yeah, I mean, there's no slowing down. I mean, the conference is a lot better than it was when we started playing and when I started coaching. And everybody's gotten better. So, I mean, we're just trying to compete with some of those top teams. And, you know, it's important for us to, especially this weekend, to get off to a good start. And hopefully everything goes well. But, yeah, I mean, when you come to USI, you know what to expect. And, you know, I'm a player's coach, but I definitely demand the best they can on the court and in the classroom, and we've been really successful on both parts on that.
Talk about your squad this year. Who you got?
I got everybody back from last year. I mean, I got a freshman from Evansville named Dylan Brown, some rights, and but everybody from last year's team. I mean, I got my top seven players, so. We're excited, and I only lose one player for next year, so we're super excited to get started this weekend and then next weekend, and then, you know, hopefully we can get through the whole season. That's what, you know, we were really good last year, and the season got cut short just like everybody else did. We're excited to get on the court. I think the guys are really, really ready to get going on Saturday.
All right, well, Here in about 15 minutes, we're going to have your senior Spencer calling in. Talk to us about him. He's a native of Louisville, Kentucky, and he's certainly been a quality player for you for these last 3 years heading into his, you know, the senior season.
Yeah. Spencer's, wasn't a super highly recruited kid. And, he just kind of found USI and came here. Has really gotten a lot better. He's about 6'6", so that helps. And, he's actually will gain another year because of last year's COVID. So, he'll play another year beyond this one. And, his doubles is great. He's really become a good, solid singles player. And, I look forward to having, for him to have a big year this year, and along with some of the other guys. I mean, half my team is from the Louisville area, Kentucky area. So we're excited. Spencer's been a great kid in the classroom and on the court. So we're hoping we have a great year. And then, like I said, next year we get everybody back.
We're talking about Chris Crawford, the USI tennis coach, entering his 12th year here at USI. And tell us, I know you play some of your matches at the Evansville Tennis Center, but tell us where you have your home matches at. I think you play at Westmoreland or somewhere else, but tell us about that.
Yeah, it kind of just depends, the women's and men's schedules and conference. We play at the same time, so sometimes we'll play at USI, and then sometimes we'll play at Westmoreland Tennis Center. It's a really nice facility. That's where most of our home matches are. We don't have a ton of them because our conference matches are only about 6 matches, so we play half on the road and half at home. So, we hopefully, when the weather gets nice, we'll get outside and hopefully maybe possibly have some fans there eventually.
So this weekend you're going to be playing got a match against Cedarville, and it looks like it's scheduled at the Evansville Tennis Center. Is this correct?
That's correct. Yep.
All right, so that's at 3:30.
Yep, that's correct.
All right, what about Sunday when you have the match against Northwood?
Yeah, Northwood, we play Sunday morning at 8 a.m. And same concept. Northwood is a really good they've had a strong tradition of being a powerhouse in the LEAC Conference. We beat them last year, so we're looking forward to the matchup, and hopefully we can come out on top, which I think if we play our best tennis, we will.
I've got Steve Sitzman here at St. Philip Inn, the owner here, and he wants to see you out here. Bring the boys out.
That's right.
For some fried chicken, Chris.
But he's potatoes.
He's got a question for you.
Yeah. Hey, Chris. Yeah. Hey, after 10 seasons, you kind of get into a routine, I'm sure, but now things being a little bit different with COVID, are you doing anything different to keep these guys ready from week to week?
Well, I think we just, we didn't get to start practicing until around January 20th. So we've been just trying to basically monitor our practicing, make sure we're not going too hard, too early. We did have an exhibition last week that we played pretty well. You don't have to go out and practice for 2.5-3 hours. We're trying to keep our practices, to 1.5 to 2 hours, get these guys ready for, 16 to 18 match season. So nothing really different than what I've been doing the last 12 years. It's just, with lack of practice, we gotta go a little bit harder and maybe not go as long. So these guys are really responding well. We haven't had any hiccups or injuries, but I think the these guys, when they come to practice, this is probably one of the most focused teams I've ever had. They come in to do the job. You don't hear a lot of talking. And for me, that's great.
Well, listen, man, we appreciate you checking in with us here on the USI Screaming Eagles Show. Good luck this season. And I know I'll be checking in with you as the season progresses.
All right. Well, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
All right. Chris Crawford with the USI tennis team. They'll be opening up this weekend. So let's take a quick time out here. This is the Screaming Eagles Show live from St. Philip Inn right here on The Ref. Glad to have you.
Hi, I'm Bert, owner of the Diamond Galleria, where we are proud to offer the best selection, warranty, and pricing in the tri-state. And if you haven't heard, the Diamond Galleria is now the home of 5 years interest-free financing. If you've been eyeing any of our Tacori, Viraggio, Gabriel, Hearts on Fire, or even custom created rings, At the Diamond Galleria, we have the ring of your dreams. Free interest for 5 years. The Diamond Galleria, where your dollar goes further.
Fisher Total Maintenance is a total commercial and residential maintenance company located in Evansville, Indiana. We are experienced and capable of completing any job from small home repairs to total remodels, including roofing and gutters. Whether a pipe is burst, an outlet isn't working, or your AC is broken, you can depend on Fisher Total Maintenance. Find us on Facebook by searching Fisher Total Maintenance, visit our website, fishertotalmaintenance.com, or give us a call at 812-250-1456. That's 812-250-1456. Fisher Total Maintenance. We service Evansville and the surrounding area.
Randall Hoff is a financial advisor and certified financial planner professional with Raymond James in Evansville. As a financial advisor and certified financial planner professional, Randall works with clients helping them develop answers to their retirement questions, such as, when can I retire? How do I pay for health care costs upon retirement? How do I plan for Social Security? And what are appropriate estate planning strategies? Get your retirement questions answered by calling Randall Hoff at Raymond James, 812-471-2305, RaymondJames.com/Randall Hoff. Raymond James & Associates, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC, LifeWell Plan.
For more than 100 years, customers have been enjoying the fine food and atmosphere that is St. Philip's Inn, located at 11200 Upper Mount Vernon Road in Evansville. The St. Philip's Inn is famous for their fish and chicken dinners as well as their tenderloins. St. Philip's Inn also features a full sandwich and salad menu, and delicious pizza with all your favorite ingredients, all served inside a friendly atmosphere. For lunch or dinner or just relaxing with friends, make it St. Philip's Inn, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Call 812-985-5558.
Hey folks, this is Gene Whirl with the Ref. I'm sitting here with Greg Clausi with Crown Packaging. Greg, what can you do to help the folks here doing this virus?
Anything. Anything you need. All you got to do is call us, and we can do anything. We have hand sanitizer. We have COVID-19 issues with, any kind of hand sanitizer, masks, N95 masks. We can do whatever you want.
All right, give them a shout-out, 812-457-3030, 812-457-3030. That's Greg at Crown Packaging.
Welcome back to the USI Screaming Eagle Show, folks. We're live from St. Philippine right here on the Ref 97.7. ESPN Radio, volume number 2, show number 5, and courtesy of Corey Clayton, our great producer back at the station, the NCBWA Division II Top 25 preseason baseball poll, that came out today. So in the top 25, there's only one GLVC team listed, and that's at number 6, and that would be Lindenwood. And Lindenwood, of course, they're a newbie coming into the GLVC, and I'm telling you what, they are really, really good. They're over there in St. Louis. Their facilities are unbelievable over there. But Lindenwood is going to be a really top-notch baseball team that Coach Arch and the boys are going to take on this year. And we'll be playing, and we'll talk about that here as the weeks progress. So in the Midwest region, here they have a ranking there. So USI currently sits at number 10 there. Of course, this is preseason. So I'm just giving you what we have here. And actually, it basically means nothing. But it's just something you can read on the Internet. But in the Midwest region, in the top 3, you have Lindenwood, Ashland, and Davenport. All right, then 4, 5, and 6 are UND, Illinois, Springfield, and Wayne State. And then 7, 8, and 9 is Drury, Tiffin, and Quincy. Then USI, we fall in at number 10. So, again, that's just the Midwest region, kind of a preseason ranking there. That's definitely going to change throughout the year. The GLVC, one of the toughest conferences across the board in all sports. Very, very difficult to participate in, and you better have everything ready night in, night out. And I'll tell you what, here's what happened last night, is that Drury, they were unbeaten on the women's basketball side, and they got beat by Rockhurst. And Rockhurst is like in last place in the GLVC as far as on the standing side. And I'll just go ahead and give you the the standings there. On the women's basketball side in the East Division, USI is on top at 10-3. Lewis is 9-5. Illinois Springfield at 6-7. Uindy at 6-8. And McKendree at 4-10. Then in the West, it's Drury at 10-1. Rockhurst at 7-5. 6-8. William Jewell, Southwest Baptist, 4-9, 2-12, S&T. So Rockhurst, I mean, yeah, they're 7-5, but, boy, they put a whooping on a Drury last night. In the Central, it's Truman State, Lindenwood, Umsall, Maryville, and Quincy. So that's the women's basketball standings, up to date today. So more importantly, the GLVC point system on the women's side. Truman State is in first place with 4.42, Drury at 4.32, USI, Stein's team comes in at 3.88. Then you have Lewis, Rockhurst, Lindenwood, and Umsall, and Lindenwood, and Springfield. So that's the top eight. So Lindenwood and Springfield are tied in the top eight, and these are the ones that get into the GLVC tournament. So a lot of basketball left. We'll see what's going to happen here, but of course, Stan Girard, he's kind of getting some things back going with his squad. So, it's a short season now, folks. I mean, I'm telling you, within the next two, maybe a couple weeks, it's going to all come down to, are you going to, you got to have 11 games to be eligible for the NCAA 2 tournament, but hey, right now, that's all fine and dandy if you get in there, but you got to look at the GLVC tournament first to get in there and make a pretty good showing there to possibly, make a run at getting into the dance first of all, and then go from there. And Steve Sitzman here with the St. Philip Inn, and you and I were talking, again, 812-985-5558, about some guests I'm going to have on here in the future, and you had a couple good points, and Tyrone Tate.
Yeah.
Back in, and when did he play here?
He was around the 91 through 94, right before the big tournament win.
Okay.
Yeah, he was one of my favorites, all-time favorites. I loved watching him. I was in high school the first time I ever actually got to sit and talk to him, and he let me rebound for him for a little while, and I didn't have to leave a spot.
That was pretty easy.
Right underneath that rim, man. He just knocked him through, and I tell you what a great guy. I would love to just see that guy come down here.
Well, we're going to – you said he's coaching somewhere up in northern
Chicago. Last time I heard,
Chicago area. So I'm gonna try to get him on. And I've also reached out. I'm trying to reach out to get Mark Beal on the show here. Mm-hmm. And folks, if you remember him, he was back. I can't remember. I know we had Creighton Burns. I think it was Mark Beal, Lionel Sin, then Bruce and Rick, and it's. But we're going to get a timeline on that. But I'd really like to get Mark on, and kind of talk about him here. And actually, another one, Steve, is Mark Coombs.
Yeah, that'd be great.
And Mark Coombs was here. Actually, he was my neighbor up on Wright's Hill when he was here.
Yeah, you should get on that one.
And you know what? He went to work for his uncle.
Right here in Evansville?
No. Lou Henson.
Lou Henson.
Lou Do Henson. The man had the
oh
Do
my gosh.
At Illinois. Yeah, that was his uncle, and that's where he had the inn there. But enough of that. Well, we're gonna schedule some great guests here in the next couple months here. Let's take a quick break here. This is the USI Screaming Eagle Show, folks. We're live from St. Philip Inn, right on the ref. Glad to have you.
Hi, I'm Bert, owner of the Diamond Galleria, where we are proud to offer the best selection, warranty, and pricing in the tri-state. And if you haven't heard, the Diamond Galleria is now the home of 5 years interest-free financing. If you've been eyeing any of our Tacori, Viraggio, Gabriel, Hearts on Fire, or even custom-created rings, at the Diamond Galleria, we have the ring of your dreams. Free interest for 5 years. The Diamond Galleria, where your dollar goes further.
Fisher Total Maintenance is a total commercial and residential maintenance company located in Evansville, Indiana. We are experienced and capable of completing any job from small home repairs to total remodels, including roofing and gutters. Whether a pipe is burst, an outlet isn't working, or your AC is broken, you can depend on Fisher Total Maintenance. Find us on Facebook by searching Fisher Total Maintenance, visit our website, fishertotalmaintenance.com, or give us a call at 812-250-1456. That's 812-250-1456. Fisher Total Maintenance. We service Evansville and the surrounding area.
For more than 100 years, customers have been enjoying the fine food and atmosphere that is St. Philip's Inn, located at 11200 Upper Mount Vernon Road in Evansville. The St. Philip's Inn is famous for their fish and chicken dinners as well as their tenderloins. St. Philip's Inn also features a full sandwich and salad menu and delicious pizza with all your favorite ingredients, all served inside a friendly atmosphere. For lunch or dinner or just relaxing with friends, make it St. Philip's Inn, open 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Tuesday through Saturday. Call 812-985-5558.
ARC Construction is a proud supporter of USI Sports. ARC Construction is a general contractor serving clients throughout Kentucky, Illinois, and Indiana since 1969. ARC takes pride in quality, and they want to turn your vision into a reality. Call ARC Construction for all your general construction needs at 812-426-0481. That's 812-426-0481. ARC Construction, a proud supporter of USI Sports, celebrating 50 years in business in the Kentucky, Illinois, and Indiana markets.
Welcome back to the USI Stream and Eagle Show, folks, live from St. Philip and right here on the Ref, 812-985-5558. Great chicken dinner special tonight. Give them a shout out. Come on by. Carry out. Whatever you want to do. They'll even bring it out to your car if you just let them know. All right, we're going to go to the St. Philip Inn hotline, and we have Spencer Blanford on the St. Philip Inn hotline. And Spencer is a native of Louisville, Kentucky. So, man, thanks for joining us tonight. And we just got done talking to your coach, Coach Crawford. And sounds like you guys are fired up and looking for one heck of a season this year.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for having me. We are definitely fired up, and we're ready to play. And I'm excited to see how it goes.
Well, you're a native of Louisville, Kentucky. Went to St. Xavier High School. And, your team was a four-time state champion. And you were actually all-state in your honoree in your junior, senior years. You rank third in the state of Kentucky, so you're no stranger to winning. That's for sure.
I was very fortunate to be on a good high school team and be surrounded by good players growing up, and it's definitely helped me.
Spencer Blanford is you're a senior this year, but it sounds like you might be coming back for another year.
Yes, sir. The plan is to come back. I just really enjoy being here and playing, so I thought if I have an opportunity to play another year, I might as well take it. These opportunities don't come around that often.
Well, in 2019-2020, you were recognized with the GLVC's James R. Spalding Sportsmanship Award, tied for second on the team in singles wins and tied for first in doubles in the victories during a shortened season. You were 8-5 in singles, going 6-3 in dual match play, and 2-2 in tournament action. So it just seems like every year, man, you've been getting better and better.
I've been trying. We've been working hard. Our coach has done a great job working with us. And everything's been going well. So I'm excited to hopefully continue that this year.
Spencer Blanford, he is a senior on the USI tennis team. However, he will be coming back again next year to play for Coach Crawford. Let me ask you this, and Coach Crawford told me you're 6'6". I mean, man, that's got to give you an advantage as far as on the tennis court, right?
Yeah, it definitely does. I'm about 6'4". I'm not quite that tall, but it definitely does help.
So what you're saying is 6'6 is what they put in a media guy, but you're really 6'4, right?
Oh, yeah. They say 6'6 is the other teams.
You had a lot of success over there in Louisville, and you came over here to play for Coach Crawford. Of course, a tradition of excellence with the USI tennis team here. And coming over here, what were your expectations coming in as a freshman here? Kind of take us through that and up to where you're at right now.
Well, coming in, I definitely expected it to be a challenge, and it really was. I got to start playing both singles and doubles my freshman year, which was really good for me. I got to play a lot of really good players, got to be used to the college level. And being on a good high school team in Louisville really helped me prepare for it as well. And then Coach Crawford did a great job integrating me into the team, into the college setup. And it just worked out well. And every year it gets a little bit better. And then I like our team more every year. We get closer every year. And this year I think we'll be really good.
Talk about some of your teammates, who you have on the squad this year for USI.
We have five guys from the Louisville area as well. A lot of them I grew up playing with. I'm really excited about that. One of the guys I played doubles with in high school and won a state championship in doubles with in high school. So I love having him here. That's Preston Cameron. My roommate from Belarus, his name's Igor. He plays one for us. He's a very good player. I'm very excited to see how he does this year as well.
All right, so what will you be playing this year for the Eagles? I mean, are you singles, doubles? I mean, what's the Coach Crawford got you set up as?
Right now he's got me in about the middle of the lineup for both singles and doubles. But I know I'll probably get thrown around in different spots throughout the year. So I don't even really know where I'm going to be playing a lot of the time.
Well, I guess you're going to find out Saturday, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm excited for that.
Hey, we're talking with Spencer Blanford, and he is on the USI tennis team. Have you ever been out to St. Philip Inn?
I haven't, but it sounds like I should go.
All right, well, Steve Sitzman here, he's the owner.
Yes, sir.
And he's got a question for you. But I tell you what, you got to get out of here because the food here is excellent, and I know your teammate, you got to bring the boys out.
A little team bonding experience.
What are you going to serve him when he comes out here, Steve?
Oh man, serve him. I see what you did there. Serve him. I got you. Yeah, we'll serve him up an ace. How about that?
Right.
Serve him up an ace. I like what you did there.
Steve Sitzman's here, Spencer. And he wants to give you a big shout. He's got a question for you.
Yeah. Hey, Spencer. Coach Crawford earlier was really bragging on you guys about being one of the most focused teams that he's ever had. You know, you mentioned you have a lot of guys from the Louisville area. Does that help contribute to the focus that you guys have, or is that something you guys just always bring to the court?
Well, it's always something we've brought, but I definitely do think it helps because a lot of the guys I've known for a long time growing up, and I've played against them in juniors and in high school or played with them in high school. And it's just really, it's kind of bonded us more than I otherwise think it would have. And we're all just very close. And that's my favorite thing about this team, is that we all get along really well. We have no problems with each other. We all hang out all the time. We bond and have great chemistry together.
You know, I'm looking through this. You got an impressive singles record, but you're all you do in doubles is win, 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 no matter what. So, does that help that you know a lot of these guys and that you're teamed up with in doubles that you've known for several years?
It definitely does help. And my partner, who I've been playing with mostly, is a guy that I grew up playing with and against, and I do think that definitely helps them. And then, again, I'm one of the guys that they play with some this year. I played doubles with in high school, and we have great chemistry together. And he's even taller than I am, so it just works out well like that.
Well, there's not a whole lot of room on that court then.
Not really.
Well, we're talking with Spencer Blanford, and I kind of noticed in your bio there, Spencer, that you play some ping pong.
Oh, yeah. Me and my roommate just bought a ping pong table for our apartment, and we play that probably a little too much, maybe annoy our downstairs neighbors a lot.
Well, okay, now wait a minute.
Well,
come on.
You put a ping pong table.
I mean, how big is your living room, dude? Yeah. Is it like about a 30 by 20 or what?
I don't know, but it's a three-bedroom with a big living room, and we basically have nothing else in the room except for a ping-pong table.
Oh, okay, so it's who's your roommate again? Tell me.
I live with Igor, who's on the team, and from Belarus, and then I live with a guy named Ilya, who played on the team for 4 years, but he's just getting his master's now and is out of eligibility. He's from Russia.
Who's the cook in that apartment?
Oh gosh, none of us are good, but we all try.
Well, I tell you what, your next ping pong tournament, the loser has to come to St. Philip's Inn and buy.
There you go.
That's a clear dinner.
I'm definitely fine with that.
Well, Spencer Blanford, a great sport and a tennis player, USI. Glad to have you, brother. I always like to ask, when you get these college athletes, because I was out there when it was ISUE, but if I came to your apartment right now and opened up your refrigerator, what am I going to find?
Oh, my gosh. I don't even know at this point. We have a lot of frozen pizzas here. A lot of ramen noodles. The other two like to eat a lot of fish, so there's probably some random fish fillets in there.
Just okay, random. I know, but are they expired? I mean, did you eat them?
I don't think so. They're normally the ones eating those. I hope they got it under control.
Well, it's you know what. Now I've you've confirmed that I'm talking to an official senior at USI.
Yeah.
But man, we certainly appreciate everything you've done out there on the tennis side for the men and Coach Crawford and USI Athletics and representing the university in a very very professional manner. But that means a lot. But glad that you came over here from Louisville, and good luck here in your upcoming season.
Awesome. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, Spencer Blanford, and great kid. I mean,
yeah,
it's
a good kid.
Yeah, you know, and I want to give another shout-out to Ray Simmons setting all the people up for us. And I'll have an idea, and I'll just say, but they're all spot on.
They really are.
Aren't they? I mean, smart, represent the school well. And, you know, speaking of that, you know, we had Austin Nolan on. And
yeah, Austin was in there.
And him and Jennifer, and I know I'm going to butcher this, Komastri, she's on the women's side, but they swept the GLVC's Indoor Track Athlete of the Week award. So you heard Austin. What'd he tell us? He's not done yet.
He is not done yet.
He's got a lot more stuff that he wants to do. All right, we got to take a quick break here, folks, and we'll come back here and talk for a few more minutes and wrap it up. This is the USI Screaming Eagle Show. We're live from St. Philip Inn right here on the Ref. Glad to have you.
Fisher Total Maintenance is a total commercial and residential maintenance company located in Evansville, Indiana. We are experienced and capable of completing any job from small home repairs to total remodels, including roofing and gutters. Whether a pipe is burst, an outlet isn't working, or your AC is broken, you can depend on Fisher Total Maintenance. Find us on Facebook by searching Fisher Total Maintenance, visit our website, fishertotalmaintenance.com, or give us a call at 812-250-1456. That's 812-250-1456. At Fisher Total Maintenance, we service Evansville and the surrounding area.
Randall Hoff is a financial advisor and certified financial planner professional with Raymond James in Evansville. As a financial advisor and certified financial planner professional, Randall works with clients helping them develop answers to their retirement questions, such as when can I retire, how do I pay for health care costs upon retirement, how do I plan for Social Security, and what are appropriate estate planning strategies. Get your retirement questions answered by calling Randall Hoff at Raymond James, 812-471-2305, RaymondJames.com/RandallHoff. Raymond James & Associates, member New York Stock Exchange, SIPC, Life Well Plan.
ARC Construction is a proud supporter of USI Sports. ARC Construction is a general contractor serving clients throughout Kentucky, Illinois, and Indiana since 1969. ARC takes pride in quality, and they want to turn your vision into a reality. Call ARC Construction for all your general construction needs at 812-426-0481. That's 812-426-0481. ARC Construction, a proud supporter of USI Sports, celebrating 50 years in business in the Kentucky, Illinois, and Indiana markets.
Hey folks, it's Gene Whirl with the Ref. I'm sitting here with Greg Clawside with Crown Packaging. Greg, what can you do to help the folks here doing this virus?
Anything. Anything you need. All you got to do is call us, and we can do anything. We have hand sanitizer. We have COVID-19 problem issues with, I mean, any kind of hand sanitizer, masks, N95 masks. We can do whatever you want.
All right, give them a shout-out, 812-457-3030, 812-457-3030. That's Greg at Crown Packaging.
Welcome back to the final couple of minutes here of the USI Screaming Eagle Show here, folks, at St. Philip Inn, volume number two, show number five. Some updates here. The women's volleyball recap last week, they lost a five-set match against number 14 Lewis on Friday. I mean, five sets, which is very good. That was kind of their first outing. And then they swept division rival Illinois Springfield on Saturday, January 30th. All right, how about the USI men's basketball standings? The guys are in first place at 7-3 in the East, followed by Springfield at 7-7, Lewis 6-7, McKendree, then UIndy in the West at Southwest Baptist, Rockhurst, Drury, S&T, and William and Jewell, and Central, Truman State, big 10-1 spot there, only lost one on the season, Umsol, Lindenwood, Maryville, and Quincy. Then in the all-important GLVC point system, Truman State, Umsol, Baptist, and USI. That's your top four, followed by Rockhurst, Lindenwood, Lewis, and Maryville, and Springfield. Maryville and Springfield are tied for number eight. So it's getting pretty salty here, folks, as we head in here in the next couple weeks. A lot of basketball here, and we've got a lot of catching up to do here on the Ref, and we're going to have all the games for you. So, Steve,
this hour was quick, didn't it?
Yeah, we need to work on that an hour and a half deal.
I don't. I mean, my gosh. I mean, it's just it
flies by.
Yeah, it really does. And you know, talking to all the great players, and again, I'm going to get some former players on, former coaches, and always. And I told you earlier last year we had Wayne Boltinghouse on, and I could have spoke to him for like about an hour and a half. Great guy, and not only made a mark over here, he still lives up in Rockport. He actually used to play in the Cardinals, St. Louis Cardinals organization.
Exactly.
He drafted. Yeah,
I did not know.
He went to UV. He was one heck of an athlete. So, all right, folks, we got to get out of here. I want to thank Steve Sitzman here at St. Philip Inn, Corey Clayton, our great producer, our great guest tonight, Chris Crawford, the USI tennis coach, and then Spencer Blanford. He just joined us. Thanks to those guys for joining in. So we'll see you next Thursday. Next Thursday, folks, we'll have the USI game next Wednesday here at 5 o'clock. So we're going to move the Screaming Eagle Show to next Thursday here at St. Philip Inn. So this has been the USI Screaming Eagle Show. We've been live from St. Philip Inn right here on the Ref. Thanks for joining in.
You have been listening to the Screaming Eagle Report on WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio. This program has been brought to you by Fisher Total Maintenance, Art Construction, by NFP Insurance and Consulting.